with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore, and really happy now to be talking with the Winthrop High School girls hockey coach, Butch Martucci. Coach, welcome to MSO.
Thank you for having me.
It's been a while. In fact, I don't think we've ever checked in with Winthrop girls hockey. You guys were off to an incredible start. I believe you're 7-0 right now. Is that right, Coach?
Yes, we are.
These overtime wins, explain that to me, because they used to be ties, and you get credit for the win now?
Yeah, two seasons ago we decided at a league meeting that we were going to adapt the overtime period, and so far it's been pretty successful because I just think it makes it a little bit more fun and a little more entertaining for the crowd.
Well, yeah, and it puts a lot of emphasis, of course, on that. How long is the overtime period in high school?
It's a 5-minute overtime, 4-on-4.
Okay. All right, now let's talk a little bit about the season before we talk to some of your captains here, and I'm very excited to do this tonight. It's I'm very nervous because this is so cool. I haven't heard of anything like this before. The Masco game, the Peabody game, some tight games, and maybe even Newburyport. Tell me about who the stiffest competition has been for you guys so far.
Well, I'm going to be very honest with you. Our league has really come along. Well, you know, over the course of time, like I told you before, I've been here for 14 seasons, and I've never really seen such a strong league between Beverly and obviously Peabody, who's really strong, and then even Gloucester, Marblehead, any one of them, Masco, they're all good. Everybody's good. Newburyport, just name a team, they're good in our league.
The tradition at Winthrop in all sports has been a small school. You guys bond together, and you have a lot of blue-collar workers. You guys are tough. And in hockey, girls hockey, and I want to put this delicately and do it the right way, has just made such leaps and bounds that they are so competitive and so strong. And maybe you can tell me a little bit about the skaters on your team, because you've got a really pretty young hockey team.
Yeah, for the most part we do, although we are, you know, we are led and top-heavy with our four captains who are, you know, are the people that we lean on. Those guys are great. So we get the triplets, the Holmes triplets, Emma, Julia, and Abby, and then we have me and Norris. They're leading the way for us. And then we're very lucky that we have three juniors who also who are helping us lead this year. We got Adriana Rosato, Sammy Demento, and Hannah Parker. And then after that, it's a bunch of sophomores, freshmen, and they're just all really hard workers.
All right, before we get to your captains, which is an amazing story to me, it's one of the coolest things I've ever heard of in all the years I've been doing this. In goal, you got a couple of youngsters in goal.
Yes, we have a freshman this year who took over for a graduating senior, Summer Talent, who was a superstar for us. But Riley Tauss has taken over as only a freshman, and she's been terrific for us so far.
All right. Now, your captains, I don't even know where to begin, but I read the story in the Boston Globe about Emma Holmes. And Emma, welcome to MSO. Nice to talk to you and meet with you.
Thank you for having me.
A senior captain who has broken the 100-point barrier, and before we get to so many other, I hope you got time, you guys, because I got to ask you a million questions. But before you broke the 100-point barrier, which is fantastic, tell me a little bit about how you got into hockey.
I started hockey when I was 5 because my dad played, and he got us into it, me and my sisters, and I loved it ever since. I played on many different teams.
When you started, Emma, how did you get ice time? Where did you get ice time?
I started at Larson Rink, where I play right now, learned to skate. Then I went to the Islanders, where my coach right now, Coach Palmer, he coached us.
Okay, and the story is, if anybody doesn't know it, you have a couple of sisters who are also, well, one of them is a captain anyway. Triplets playing hockey. Did you guys all start skating together?
Yeah, we started together, but one of us, well, me and Abby, like, we didn't really like it at first, and Julia liked it, and now we all love it.
Okay, and it's as captains, what's it feel like now? Because I know as freshmen, you probably looked up at the older kids and thought, damn, that's a long way to go, but here you are 4 years later. How do you take on that role of being a captain at Winthrop High School? Because, again, the tradition is so solid there.
Yeah, awesome to lead this group of girls. They're a really great group of girls. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, as triplets, who's the oldest one?
My sister Abby.
And where do you fit in?
Send me.
And where are you? I didn't hear that. Abby's the oldest, and then.
And then Julia, then me. I'm the youngest.
Okay, you're the baby. Okay, tell me about 100 points. I mean, come on. When did you start racking these things up? And what's your favorite part about skating forward?
I think last year is when I really stepped it up. I got how many points? 40? 40 points last year. And then this year I have 12.
When you're skating with your line mates, what's the best part? What's the most important part about being on offense in terms of do you crash the net? Do you pass? Do you wait for your teammates to get it to you? How does that work in terms of what you're looking for to score? Because as a 100-point scorer, you must have a lot of assists as well as goals.
Yeah, it just depends on, like, what team I'm playing. If the D has a puck and they're ready to shoot, I'm right at the net, ready to get the rebound.
Mm-hmm. And, Coach, I want to ask you about that. Tell me a little bit about Abby's offense, if you would, please.
So, right now, she's in a...
Emma. I meant Emma, sorry.
No, yeah, we know. The triplets are tough. You know, we mix them up a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Right now, Emma is in line to break the Winthrop High School record for points. Right now, our program record is held by a Lynn kid, because at the time we had Lynn as well in our co-op when we first took over.
Mm-hmm.
Mackenzie Block had 197 points here, but they were lucky enough that they had a sixth grade waiver for her, so she played from 6 to 12.
Oh my.
Emma's only been here since eighth grade, so she's got a chance to break the Winthrop High School record, which is held by one of our assistant coaches, Taylor Brown, and it's going to be she's going to break 109 points, and she's in line to do that, so we're hoping that's going to be coming soon.
Butch, I want to ask you about the culture and the tradition at Winthrop High School, because again, as a teacher at Gloucester High School, and as an overview of all the stuff that we've done over the years in sports, I look at Winthrop and Gloucester sort of as sister cities, even though they're on opposite ends of the Northeastern Conference. Blue collar workers, small schools. Gloucester is a small school now, but in terms of tradition, what does it mean for you to work with these kids in that they're still maintaining it in such a small school?
Well, for me and my coaches, we've been around these kids since they were 7 and 8 years old. Myself and Coach Palmer, who have been doing this together the same amount of
time. Wait a minute, which Palmer? Which Palmer?
It's Chris Palmer.
Okay.
And you know, I know that he gets overshadowed by his two brothers because they were both very good athletes, but Chris was an excellent athlete in his own right.
Mm-hmm.
He's an incredible coach.
Mm-hmm.
So we're very happy to have him with us, and he's been with me since it started. So anything that I do, I share with him. He's right there. He's my guy.
We're going to bring in Mia in a minute here, but I want to ask you, Coach. I had a couple of twins in school. I taught mathematics, and I used to jokingly ask the kid, they were in separate classes, the twins, and I would ask her, one of the twins, are you you or are you your sister? And they didn't think it was funny, but I did, you know, thinking like, who am I talking to? What's it working like with triplets? And they're all such high quality.
So here's the thing. The good part about it is none of them really look alike, so it's a lot easier for us to tell them apart. Abby's got dark hair. The other two got lighter hair. Julia's a little shorter than the other two, and Emma's probably, you know, the tallest. Well, maybe Abby's a little taller than you, but are you the tallest? And so they don't look much alike, but I'll tell you right now, all three of them play with heart and desire, and we're just so lucky to have players like that here.
Well, both Coach Dunbar of the boys' side and you have mentioned the class and the wonderfulness of these kids and all of them. But you know, focusing on the triplets because two of them were captains and Emma. Now, Emma, tell me about your sister's quest for 100 as well.
Yeah, she's at 95 right now, so she's almost at 100.
Is there anybody? And I don't know, Butch, maybe you can chime... excuse me, Anthony, you could chime in on this. I don't want to get in trouble...
You're not going to catch you for calling me Butch, I'm telling you now.
I don't want to get in trouble with your mom. are there any sister combinations, or even brother combinations for that matter, in the same class in Massachusetts hockey that have broken 100 points? Have you ever heard of that before?
I don't know. I'm going to assume that there was some brothers from Everett, the Rotundo brothers, who probably did it. Mm. I'm going to assume. I'm not positive.
I was thinking of the Fiddler Brothers, maybe.
Three brothers.
Yeah, I was thinking of maybe the Fiddlers in South Boston, but I don't think they did it either. Just incredible. And finally, you know, before I ask Mia some stuff, I got to ask you, Emma, who controls the music in the locker room?
Oh, my sister Abby. She does a pretty good job at it, actually.
Okay. And I guess, Emma, finally, I do want to ask you about your academics, because we are sponsors of the Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete Program. And in terms of school, what are you looking at for next? No, let me talk about this year. Well, what are some of the courses that you are getting the most out of this year?
Right now, I take a bunch of AP classes.
Oh,
my
wow.
favorite is AP U.S. History.
Fantastic. Well, Tim Kearns is one of our announcers here, and he teaches AP History. He'd be happy to hear that. Have you started visiting schools?
Yeah, a couple, but I'm thinking of doing a PG year next year, actually.
And what would that be like? What would you be doing? Would you be at Winthrop or someplace else?
No, a prep school.
All right. Excellent. What would you like to do when you get into school? What are you looking for maybe to try to get into as a career?
I'm interested in, like, health science, probably that area.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now, so many questions here. With your sisters as triplets, do you all have... No, let me ask a better question. What are similar interests in terms of that, in terms of going for vocations into the future for careers? Do you guys share similar interests, or are you kind of spread out?
I would say we're all a little bit different. My sister Abby, she wants to go right to college, and me and Julia are going to do a PG year at a prep school and continue hockey. And Abby doesn't want to continue hockey in college.
God, that's amazing. My mind is messed up. I've got one daughter who just graduated from school this year. She graduated from Drexel. Oh, my goodness. All right, let me bring in Mia. Mia, tell me a little bit about your role as captain and maybe a look back on your career. Again, going back to, you know, being a freshman, looking down the road at all these seniors, and now you're a captain. So tell me a little bit about those reflections on your career and where you are now.
Yeah, so I've obviously been playing hockey since I was very young, and I grew up, and my sister, my brother, my dad, we've all played hockey, and Butch has been my coach for a while now, and he coached my sister. My sister was on his team for 5 years, and I think that growing up, I always, like, went to all of her games and everything, and it was just crazy that, like, now I'm in her, the same position she was once in as captain of this team, and I think it's, like, a really good honor because it's obviously amazing leading this team.
Do you guys, you and your dad, dad is an assistant on the boys' side with Coach Dunbar, do you have meals together and talk hockey together? Have you done that?
I think we do that most nights, yes.
That must feel pretty good. You know, I'm sure he gives you tips, but do you give him tips?
Yeah, he's the defense coach for the boys. So, I mean, I go to all the games, so some pickers here and there.
Oh, man. Did you, when you were a little youngster, I mean, we've covered a lot of Winthrop hockey, and to see some of the tradition there, and like Coach Dunbar and Arruzioni and those guys, it's just amazing. Did you understand what you were looking at? I know you do now, but as a youngster growing up, did you understand the culture of Winthrop sports?
Yeah, definitely. I think growing up around that, and obviously, like you said, like Dale, and Mike Rizzioni, like, being around my dad and being some of my dad's, like, really good friends, it's, like, made an impact on Winthrop sports and everything about it. Like, we're obviously a really close-knit community, so it made it more special, like, winning and, like, just, like, being highlighted, like, and with any, like, big wins or achievements that we make here.
All right, your number is between Abby, number 4, and Emma, number 7, the Holmes kids. So, how's your voice? Is your voice equal with these guys, and what's that feel like in terms of looking at triplets on the ice?
Yeah, me and the triplets have actually been best friends since we were in preschool, so it's been, like, really awesome being able to, like, grow up playing hockey with them and also, like, leading the team with them. I think we all really, like, work together collectively to lead this team. We all have equal voices. Abby's the only defenseman out of the captain, so mm-hmm. she definitely, like, really leads the way for that end of the bench. But me, Emma, and Julia, we really work to, like, bring the forwards together, bring the team together, and, yeah, we just get it done.
This is the coolest thing I've ever seen. This is really neat. I played on a team with all Italians one time, and I was the only non-Italian, so I empathize with what you're doing, and it was a great knit unit as well. And I think... I want to ask you, Mia, about maybe a personal accomplishment as a player for Winthrop High School over the years. What's a highlight you look at, maybe either as a game or as a season for you personally?
Well, I don't know. I can't really think back of a specific highlight. I think that, like, the biggest thing is just, like, being able to, like, last year... be able to, like, really transition and grow into a leader, and this year becoming a captain wearing the C and, like, just, I don't know, leading the team. Mm-hmm. Nothing really specific about, like, my play or anything.
Okay. All right, final question for you, I think. What's in the future for you? In other words, what do you like, what are you working at in school now in terms of courses, and what do you want to do next year?
Yeah, school this year is pretty solid. Next year I probably will... try to play club hockey, not anything like not real like college hockey or anything. I want to go to school for biomedical engineering.
So. Okay. Where might you go? What have you looked at?
I've looked at like Penn State, Providence, UConn, Syracuse, those types of schools.
Okay, I'm going to whisper this in your ear. Drexel, which is in Philadelphia. My daughter just graduated from Drexel as a biomedical engineer, and it's a co-op program, so you get to do internships, and they pay you to do that. Just look into Drexel if you don't mind.
All right, I definitely will. Thank you.
Okay, all right, Coach. These kids are fantastic, and I want to ask you about a highlight in terms of either this year. Or in other years working with these guys. Tell me something that comes to mind working with the triplets, but I also have to include Mia because she's one of the quads now? She's part of the quads.
Absolutely. The funny part about this is these four players, I've been with them for so long. We won numerous youth hockey state championships together, both as U-10s and U-14s. All of us together, I was their coach and they were the players and they led those teams as well. So I've won state championships with these guys as youth players. Last year we won a conference championship together and had an undefeated regular season together. And right now we're playing really good hockey and I'm hoping that we can continue that throughout this season.
All right, I want to ask you a couple of more questions about maybe Talia Martucci and Izzy Cook. They got some goals for you recently.
Yes, Talia Martucci and Izzy Cash, they are sophomores, and they're both very, very into the sport of hockey. They love it. They eat, sleep, and drink it. You know, they watch NHL Network. They know all the players. They just love hockey, and it shows in their play.
You know, I love talking with you guys. And Butch, thank you for turning me on to this because, man, I've been out of the loop, and when I saw that article in the Globe, I can't believe. I mean, this should be a national movie, for God's sakes. This is amazing.
What's really funny, Rick, about this is that you know, they have another sister that played here as well, and I want to give a shout out to Olivia Holmes because she was an excellent defenseman for us a few years back, mm-hmm. and she kind of, you know, unfortunately, the triplets are pretty big shadow cast over that family. They cast a good shadow with all their sports, you know, because they're three sport athletes. They're soccer players, they're lacrosse players, and obviously hockey players. But, you know, so Olivia kind of, the poor kid, you know, kind of gets left out of the lurch. And I want to let her know that she was a great player for us, and we miss her.
Absolutely. And it's just, it's such a great tradition at Winthrop. Now, finally, Coach, getting back to the schedule here, you beat Acton Boxborough. And let's see, tomorrow, Wednesday, you have Masco on the horizon.
Yes, we had an unbelievable game with them on Saturday at their rink. They're coming here. We're looking forward to it. It was nice to finally meet and play Acton Boxborough and meet their coach, Brian Fontes, who is fantastic, just an absolute gentleman. And we were hoping to play him in 2011. We were a game away from going to the Garden. And we had actually lost to Hingham, and we would have played them at the Garden. So I've never actually met him personally until yesterday. It was the first time we've talked over the internet and the phone, but it was really nice to meet him face to face and to play against his team. Very good team.
All right, and that's at the Larson, which is that's a tough place for anybody to play outside of Winthrop, man. And that is
same way as up in Gloucester. Don't think we're not scared to go up there.
I know it's the two ends of the earth. When I coached JV baseball, it was like, oh my God, the road trip from hell. We got to go to Winthrop. Oh man. And those planes go right over the baseball field. But anyway, Coach, I want you to hold on one second because I want to ask you a question when we're done with this. But anything else you want to mention about these kids or about your program?
Well, just so you know, we lost them, so we can't ask them any more questions. They had a team dinner, so they had to run out.
Exactly.
I do want to just point out that we're just, me and Coach Palmer, we feel very fortunate to be able to come back and coach at the place where we once played. And having daughters was kind of what got us into coaching girls. We had coached boys before, but, you know, having daughters got us into coaching girls, and now we really are happy with that transition to girls hockey, and it's been really nice and successful for us.
With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and that is Winthrop High School girls hockey coach Anthony Butch Martucci. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore. All right, I stopped the recording. Butch.